لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله.
بسم الله الحمد لله السلام عليكم. That's the greeting of peace. Peace be unto you. Welcome to the Dean Show. I'm Eddie, your host. And when we come back, we have a unique guest here in the studio. We've interviewed people from all walks of life. But what about the youth? We have had a chance to sit with some of the adults, but what about the future generations, those who are growing up and are the future leaders of the world? So now, when I come back, we're going to meet Alia, who's 8 years old. She's an author. She does some public speaking, and she's making her own videos. So this is an exciting show for you and the whole family when we come back here on The Dean Show. We'll be right back.
Allah, there's only one God, and Muhammad is His messenger. Allah, la ilaha illallah. Allah, there's only one God, and Jesus was His messenger. Allah, la ilaha illallah.
I don't know why I did that. Maybe it's just to break the ice. Welcome back to The Dean Show with my special, unique guest, Alia. How are you? Sister, assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam.
Thank you for finding the time to be with us.
My pleasure.
Now, I mean, you started actually when you were 8 years old writing books, is that correct?
Yes.
So you're very busy, so we're really honored to have you find the time to be with us on The Dean Show.
Jazakallah.
Oyak. So tell us now, how did you actually get started? Now, many kids are out doing other things, but you're an author. You publish your own book. You got your own books out there. How many actually do you have?
I've written 4 books in the series of Things Every Kid Should Know, and I've co-authored a chapter in a leadership book.
So 4 books?
Yes, 4 books.
So at what age did you start?
I started at 7 writing.
Oh, at 7. Yeah. So you started at 7, and now you're how old?
10.
You're 10. So you're way ahead of the game now. People are going to have to come to you to get advice if they want to learn how to get involved in doing this. So some of the books, tell us the names of these books that you've published.
Well, and the 4 books of the series, Things Every Kid Should Know, the first book is on smoking, the second book is on drugs, the third one is on alcohol, and the fourth one, just recently printed, is on bullying.
Now, most of the culture today is calling people to these things, smoking, drinking, alcohol, all of the things that just, they're not good for you. But your books are unique because they're telling people how to stay away from these things. Is that right?
Yes, from early on. If they know from early on, then inshallah they won't get started into it.
So what made you like decide to pick these specific topics?
Well, when I decided to write books, I went through many different titles. And actually the first title of my book was called The Boy Who Didn't Know Anything. So when I sat down and I took my pencil and my paper, and then I thought, well, if he doesn't know anything, what should I write about him?
Uh-huh.
So then I went to my mom, and then she told me, what did I want to write about? And I said that I wanted to help kids. Well, what do I help kids about? You know, I'm a kid. So she told me that many teens are facing the problems of smoking, drugs, and alcohol, and how I can help them by writing books and teaching them. So my mom said, so then I went to the library with my dad, and he got me some books and learned from there.
Was it difficult?
Well, first to understand, I understood smoking a bit because I had some neighbors who did that.
Now, did you try smoking to see how it was?
No, never.
Okay, good. Because kids your age are actually smoking.
The other day on the news, a third grader had 50 to 60 bags of heroin. So.
Wow.
He was giving them out to kids, and on the bags, it was stamped on, trust me.
Amazing. Doesn't it say on the cigarette pack, it says this can cause
this can cause mouth cancer.
Yeah. It's unique. Why do people, they run towards something that can harm them? So your book is actually
teaching kids early on.
Okay. Yeah, what kind of response have you had from people who've read your books?
Well, some of them actually really liked it. I've had one of my friends, her uncle stopped smoking due to my smoking book.
Wow.
So, alhamdulillah, there's some results.
Now, you just said something in Arabic. You said, alhamdulillah. Now, so we have a lot of non-Muslims, so don't think this is some code word we're using. What did we just say? What did you say?
Well, alhamdulillah means all praise be to God.
Simple, huh? Yep. You already taught them something too. So this is very inspirational to all of us. Some people who want to have kids, who have kids, and some of their kids are involved in gangs, and they're involved in a lot of bad things. Like, do you feel like sometimes, you know, other kids look at you, do you get more of a positive response, or do some, like, kids, they give you a negative response? What is it overall? It's like, how do you get along with other kids your age?
Well, I have a lot of friends, and they've read my books, and they know about smoking, so they know how once not to try it. There's always bad people everywhere, and you're always going to get a bad response. But, you know, you just have to keep moving. You can't let people's opinions stop you.
Do some people say, come on, you're ruining the fun. We just want to have a cigarette. Look at all the actors and actresses. They're having cigarettes. They're drinking. Why are you being a party pooper?
Yeah.
You get some of that?
I got that once in a while.
Yeah, what do you tell them when they say that?
I tell them, even them, they know that it's bad for them, but they don't actually want to stop it because they want it to look good. The cigarette companies, the alcohol companies, they only care about their money. They don't care about your health or your wealth, whatever you do.
Business, huh?
Yeah. It's all in the business. Cash.
Yes. Cash money. There's a song like that out there, Cash Money. Yeah. So tell us, now, that leads me to my next question. Leads us to the next question is role models. A lot of them are probably taking the people they shouldn't be taken as role models. You know, you come in some kids' rooms and they got like the big pictures of some of the pop stars and these people who are doing some of these things, you know, dating and drugs and alcohol. Now, that's probably why the kids are following them, but who are your role models that make you the way you are doing the good things that you do?
Well, my role models were Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, his companions, Umar ibn al-Khattab, Uthman ibn Affan, peace be upon them all, Aisha, Fir'aun's wife, Aisha bint Abu Bakr, Asma bint Abu Bakr, Fatima bint Muhammad, the Sahaba, may Allah be pleased with them all. And in today's time, scholars such as Dr. Zakir Naik, Sheikh Yusuf Estes, Abdul Rahim Green, Dr. Tawfiq Chowdhury, Imam Siraj Wahaj, and many, many other sheikhs.
Wow, this is amazing. We're going to get some more details on some of the people you've talked about. We're going to take a break. This is amazing. This is amazing. We have so much more to ask you, and this is an inspiration to all of us. Stay tuned. We'll be right back on The Dean Show.
Allah, there's only...
Former bad boy, gone good boy.
Well, I ran with an entrepreneur. I ran with an icon in the music business.
How he attained something that money couldn't buy.
Short period of time, the success of the records that I did.
He left that life.
Wasn't a country that I couldn't go to.
Lived this good life.
Wasn't a country that I couldn't go to.
The life that brought him peace.
A person couldn't identify with who I was or the songs I created.
Brothers and sisters, get ready. You're watching The Dean Show. Take it away, Eddie.
What are you waiting for? What are we waiting for right now? What are we waiting for all these people to come to Islam? What are we waiting for? What are we waiting for right now? When they're going to come? They're going to come. Allah going to bring these people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put in our hand the ability to do it. Now do your job.
Assalamu alaikum, peace be unto you. Welcome back to The Dean Show. And we're here with Alia, 10 years old.
Hi.
Calling people away from a lot of the bad things that are out there, encouraging not only the youth to do good, but also the adults. And you mentioned some role models. One was the very first, Muhammad, and you said, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Who is this man? Some people never heard this man. Who is this man that you mentioned, peace be upon him?
Well, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he was the last and final messenger sent after God. Even Jesus, peace be upon him, said that there's a man coming after me, and his name is going to be Muhammad, and so did Moses, peace be upon them. So they both informed their followers that there's going to be a man after me, and I'm not the final messenger. And Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was the last and final messenger, and his book was the Quran.
Now tell us, do Muslims worship Muhammad?
No. They worship Allah, peace be upon Allah, God the greatest, but They do not worship Muhammad. Muhammad was a human being, peace be upon him, and he just came to convey the message.
Now, what about Jesus? You mentioned Jesus there. What do we think about Jesus?
We think Jesus is one of the mightiest messengers of God, peace be upon him, and he has a really high role in Islam.
We got some gifts for you. I got something for you. You ready? Okay. There's some, I don't know if you ever heard of Half Date. Half Date, they helped us to do a Dawah drive. And we got some DVDs for you to be able to share with all your friends and family.
Jazakallah. And I also have one for you.
And you got some books here for me. Beautiful. And are these some of the books that you've written here?
Well, the first four is my mom's books.
So this is No, I'm Not a Terrorist.
Yes, this is my mom's.
Now, what do you got to say when someone says, you know, they see you and they assume like, oh, you're a terrorist now because you're Muslim. What do you say to them?
Just because you're Muslim doesn't mean you're a terrorist. For example, you can't blame Christianity's acts just because of what the Oklahoma bombing did. So you can't base a religion just on what its people did, because you're going to have that in every religion.
Yes, exactly. That is well said and put, and people can see or read more about that. In this book, you have Are Muslim Women Oppressed? Now, they see that leads into our next question. When did you start wearing the hijab?
Well, I started wearing it when I was 6 years old. It was after a few months that my mom started wearing it, and I decided that I wanted to obey the commandment too. Even though I knew that I was a little, I figured that when is never too young to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, God the greatest.
So Allah, if someone asks you and they think like this is some moon god, are you worshipping the moon? Are you worshipping some Arab god? What do you tell them?
Well, Allah is the creator of the heavens and the earth. He created every person, everything. He is the one who gave intelligence to human beings, and he also takes life, and he gives life, and he takes death.
Yes, and so are you oppressed now? What do you got to say about this?
Well, many people think our Muslim women are oppressed because they're walking down the street all covered up, and they think that men forced them to do this. But it's actually not. It's actually, if they want to do it, then they can do it. It's a commandment from God, and the people who don't do it, it's between them and God.
Now, we got another book here. It says, Things Every Kid Should Know About Bullying. That's something also that's prevalent. A lot of kids are bullying other kids. What's mainly discussed in here in this book?
Well, it's a story where it tells you how two people, how they got bullied and how they solved their problems, and how also it gives you facts how not to get bullied, why not to bully, and the facts that how many kids bully nowadays.
Tell us, thank you very much for these books. Now, where can people go if they want to get your books?
Well, they can go to thingseverykidshouldknow.com. That's thingseverykidshouldknow.com.
You've also got some videos.
Yes.
Where can they see your videos?
They can also see it at that website.
At that website. Okay. Now, how do you encourage kids who are depressed, they're sad at such a young age? Yeah. Some girls, they're trying to lose so much weight because they see that model who's out there and she's so skinny and anorexic. And they're not being this is not leading them to happiness, it's leading them more to depression, and they want to give up. And now they see you and you're so happy, you're writing books, you're doing good, you're calling people away from evil, and now they look at you and they say, man, I want some of that. What do you have to tell them? What message do you want to give to them?
Well, my mom always told me that each of us is created for our purpose, and what we need to do is we need to discover our purpose and our genius that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us.
And how do you feel that if someone finds their purpose, will they truly be happy?
Yes, if you find your true purpose, sometimes you have to work on it, and you might find it hard at first of what your purpose is, but in the end, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, after hardships, there's always ease.
There's ease, isn't there? Yep. There's going to be some hard work that you have to exert. I mean, you've read over how many books?
Over 2,200 books. So
2,200 books. So you had to put some work into it. Now, were these just fashion magazines?
No.
Or what kind of books were these?
I read biographies of Rosa Parks, Benjamin Franklin, Abraham Lincoln. I've also read some fiction books, some Islamic books. And
So now these books, when you read them, I mean, do you feel like it's better reading these books or some of the other books that are out there that really, I mean, when you read these books, do they empower you? Do you feel more like you've learned something rather than the other books that, you know, just you know, they're not really calling you to anything good. It seems like there's a waste of time.
Yeah, well, many biographies, they teach you good things. Like, for example, people who stood up for their rights, people who learned their talent and did it. Benjamin Franklin, one of the greatest inventors, he figured out his talent and he worked on it. That's how he became an inventor, because his brother and his mom and dad, they weren't really outgoing people. They weren't big inventors and stuff, so...
Now, I heard that you're being homeschooled. Do you like homeschooling?
Mashallah, I love homeschooling. I have more flexibility to do my ibadah properly, pray in time, and fast on Mondays and Thursdays. I have been to private school for 2 years of my life, and I like homeschooling better. My mom explains to me things very easily, and I have more flexibility with my business. Right now, I'm 3 grades ahead of my peers, alhamdulillah.
3 grades. We're going to take a break, and we're going to pick your brain some more. You don't mind, do you?
No, I don't.
Okay, we'll be right back on The Dean Show. Allah, there's only... Former bad boy, gone good boy.
Well, I ran with an entrepreneur. I ran with an icon in the music business.
How he attained something that money couldn't buy.
Short period of time, the success of the records that I did.
He left that life.
Wasn't a country that I couldn't go to.
He lived this good life.
Wasn't a country that I couldn't go to.
The life that brought him peace.
A person couldn't identify with who I was or the songs I created.
Brothers and sisters, get ready. You're watching The Dean Show. Take it away, Eddie.
What are you waiting for? What are we waiting for right now? What are we waiting for all these people to come to Islam? What are we waiting for? What are we waiting for right now? When they're going to come? They're going to come. Allah going to bring these people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put in our hand the ability to do it. Now do your job.
Back on The Dean Show with Alia, 10 years old, and you are the author of several books, and you're here on The Dean Show. Many people, they want to be happy, but they're turning to drugs, alcohol, smoking, gambling, and these are some of the things that we mentioned that you talk about in your book to try to help people to stay away from that. Now, how does someone, I asked you this before, but let's, because this is like the key question. People want to know, how can I be happy? So give us some more advice, not only for the kids, but for the adults too.
Well, the way that you can truly be happy is by worshiping one God. Because when you worship one God, everything else will come in easy. At first, it might be difficult talking to your family if they're not Muslim, getting slowly letting go of things that are not halal, not permissible in Islam. But inshallah, after hardship, will come ease.
Now, why should someone of the kids, why should I obey my creator? What would you tell them?
Well, your creator is the one who created you, and he knows you best. So why would you not obey him? Because he's the one that knows you more than anyone else knows you.
People obey the government, don't they?
Yeah.
They obey their mother.
Definitely.
Some of them do. Does it make sense to obey the one who created you? Yeah. So, what does your day consist of? You read books, you pray. What? Tell us some of the things you do throughout the day.
Well, I wake up for Fajr, which is early morning prayer, and I do that, and I take a nap, and then I start my homework, my regular day, and I take breaks in between to pray, to have lunch. To do the Dean, I watch The Dean Show every episode a day. I read some Islamic books. I have reading class. I have Islamic studies, Arabic, history, math, science, which is my favorite subject. I actually want to be a zoologist when I grow up. Awesome. I really love animals. So,
do you have any pets?
No, I really want to get a cat, though.
Okay. So now, if someone sees this show and they see that Islam, which simply means to acquire peace by surrendering to the one God that you mentioned, the one God, and they want to know a little bit more from you. Tell them more about Islam.
Well, Islam is a religion of peace, and Muslims are people who submit to peace. You can base a religion, as I said, on its actions of what a few people did.
So you said now to peace, the owner of peace, the creator who created us, he gives us peace. How about the five pillars, the five pillars of Islam?
Well, the five pillars are simply, the first pillar is Shahada, which is La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. You are bearing witness that there is no God but Allah, and Muhammad is his last and final messenger. Number two is praying, Salah. Basically, you pray this five times a day, and basically it's you and your time, your connection with God the greatest. And number three, Zakat, is when you're giving money to the poor people, you're giving money, not because God says, also says in the Quran, when you give, the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, when you give, the hand that gives is the better than the hand that receives. So you give money to the poor. And then there's fasting, where you fast in Ramadan. You can also fast on Mondays and Thursdays. The Prophet, peace be upon him, used to do this. And it also gives you what the poor people feel, and basically making you sorry how they feel, and basically wanting you to help them more. And number five is Hajj, where you go to the holy city of Mecca, and you make tawaf around the Kaaba, and you Hajj.
That's it. That's simple. That's Islam. Yep. Worshipping one God, praying to the one God, giving in the name of the one God, fasting in the name of the one God, the Creator, and Hajj.
Yep.
Simple. So what do you want to be now? You said you want to be a zoologist when you grow up?
Yep.
Okay, so these are your do you plan on writing more books?
Inshallah. I'm planning on writing a book about health, things that we could know health, because a lot of kids nowadays also have the problem of health.
You're truly an inspiration to us all. Give the audience some closing comments and advice from yourself.
Well, I'd like to tell all the parents out there to teach your kids about Islam, especially for the Muslims, because if your kid knows about Islam, then inshallah they won't do these things. Because then they know that bullying is haram, backbiting, slandering, and such substances as smoking, drugs, and alcohol, not listening to your parents, using bad language, and many other things. So if your kids know about their deen, then inshallah they won't do these bad things.
That's right. Get to know your deen. Get with the deen. That's how you can be happy and be successful, not only in this life, in the next. And may Allah, the creator of the heavens and the earth, grant you the most success in this life and the hereafter.
Exactly.
And your wonderful parents who took such great care of you. And may Allah bless you and your parents and all those that are listening. You're truly an inspiration to all of us.
Thank you.
May Allah reward you. Amen. And that was Alia this week on the Deen Show. I've been saying it's such an inspiration. It gives those who are watching and who want to be successful such a great feeling to see such a young child who's growing up doing good things and calling people to good things. You know, when you leave this life, what are you going to take with you? What goes with you? One of those things that you take, because everything else will be left behind. All the cars, all the money, the bank accounts, your Rolex watch or the fake Rolex watch, all that staying behind. But now your good deeds, your actions that you did in this life of righteousness, and leaving behind a righteous child. A child who's worshiping who? Jesus? No. Muhammad? No. The Son? No. Who's worshiping the creator of Jesus, the creator of Muhammad, the creator of the sun and the moon, the creator of this whole universe, worshiping that God alone, and not what he created, and then establishing all the wonderful injunctions that the creator has told us to implement, that only, not because he needs it, he don't need it, we need it, because it's the medicine. It's the medicine that transforms our life into a good life, because there's a lot of things out there that are calling us to evil. And the only way that we can be upon good is by following the guidance that God Almighty sent through all the messengers, including Noah, Abraham, Jesus, and the last and final messenger sent to mankind, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon them all. So that's what we want to do. We want to be on the correct way. And when we see this wonderful child on the correct way, we have to also give thanks to the parents, because the parents are going to be held accountable. And these parents are doing a wonderful job, so we want to give a big kudos, a big shout out to them also. Thank you, and may God Almighty reward you. And those who are watching, I hope this has inspired you to get with it. because you got one shot. The test will be over, death will approach, and then it's too late. Bye-bye, everybody. Then you got to return to your Lord. And what did you do? You were involved in everything else except your true purpose in life. So with that said, come back here every week to the Dean Show. We invite you to visit us often, and we'll see you next time, God willing. Until then, peace be unto you.
He created the universe. To him belong the heavens and the earth. The ever-living, he is the first. He's the owner of mercy. He sent his messengers to warn his creatures of the grave dangers of worshiping other than Allah. There is none greater than the Creator, Allahu Akbar.